Blog Talk Radio.
Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Hallelujah, Jesus, hallelujah. We acknowledge our God this morning. We acknowledge Him as Elohim. We acknowledge Him as the all-powerful, almighty God. We acknowledge Him as Adonai, God of our Lordship. We acknowledge Him as Jehovah Yahweh, our divine salvation. We honor Him as Jehovah Roha, our mighty shepherd, and a great shepherd He is, in the name of Jesus. Lord, we thank You this morning for being with us. Teach our hands to war and our fingers to fight this morning, O God. In the name of Jesus, Lord, we are Your end-time warriors. Use us, as Your weapons of war against the enemy, O God. In the name of Jesus, oh, the Lord Jesus, we thank You this morning. The weapons of our warfare are not carnal but mighty through You to the pulling down of strongholds. Satan, You have lost the battle. You have lost the war in heaven. Let all our enemies make war with the Lamb, be destroyed in the name of Jesus. We do not war after the flesh, but after the spirit. Lord, thunder upon the enemy, O God. Release Your voice, hailstones and coals of fire, in the name of Jesus. Send Your arrows and scatter them, O God. Shoot out Your light and discomfort them. Deliver us, O God, from our strong enemies, from them that are too strong for us, in the name of Jesus. Deliver us and bring us into a large place, O God. Father God, we thank You. In the name of Jesus, that we are Your battle axes and weapons of war. You have given us the necks of our enemies, and we will destroy them in the mighty name of Jesus. We will beat them small as the dust and cast them out as mire in the streets. We have pursued our enemies and overtaken them. We did not run until they were consumed, in the mighty name of Jesus. So we thank You this morning, O God, that we could call upon Your holy, righteous name. We thank You that You are the Lord, our shepherd, and we shall not want. We thank You that You make us to lie down in green pastures, and You lead us beside those still, quiet waters. We thank You, Father God, that You restore our soul and You lead us in the paths of righteousness for Your name's sake. Yea, Father God, though we walk through the valley of the shadow of death, because of You we will fear no evil. Your rod, for You are with us, O God. Your rod and Your staff is comforting us, O God. You are preparing a table for us in the presence of our enemies. You are anointing our heads with oil, and we thank You that our cup is running over. In the name of Jesus, we thank You, O God, that surely Your goodness and Your mercy shall follow us all the days of our lives, and we will dwell in Your house forever. We will dwell in Your presence. We won't run in and run out, but we will dwell there in the name of Jesus. Lord, I thank You that You are the light of our salvation, and we shall no man. We shall fear nothing in the name of Jesus. Lord, You are the source of our life, and of whom shall we be afraid? When the wicked, even our foes, came upon us to eat up our flesh, they stumbled and fell. Though an host camp against us, our hearts shall not fear. Though war rise against us, in this we will be confident. One thing, O God, one thing, O God, one thing, O God, have we desired of You, O Lord, that we will seek after, that we may dwell in Your house, O Lord, all the days of our lives. Not some days, but all the days, O God. And we want to behold Your beauty, O Lord, in the heart, into Your temple, O God, in the name of Jesus. For in the time of trouble, You will hide us in your pavilion. In the secret of your tabernacle shall you hide us. You shall set us upon a rock, and now shall our head be lifted up above our enemies round about us, O God. In the name of Jesus, therefore we will offer in your tabernacle sacrifices of joy. We will sing, yea, we will sing praises unto the Lord. Hear, O Lord, when we cry with our voice. Have mercy also upon us, O God. In the name of Jesus, in the name of Jesus, answer us, O God, in the name of Jesus. When you said, seek your face, our heart said unto you, O God, your face will we seek. Hide not your face far from us, O God. Put not our servants away in anger. Thou hast been our help. Leave us not, neither forsake us, O God, of our salvation. When our father and our mother forsake us, then you will take us up, O God. In the name of Jesus, teach us your way, O Lord, and lead us in a plain path because of our enemies, O God. In the name of Jesus, in the name of Jesus, deliver us not over to the will of our enemies, for false witnesses are risen up against us, and such as breathe out cruelty. We have fainted unless we have believed to see your goodness, O God, among the land of the living. Wait, I say, on the Lord. Be of good courage, and he shall strengthen your heart. Wait, or I say, on the Lord. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Today is Joyful Praise Day. We will honor and give praise to our God, the true and living God, to the all-wise, almighty Father. We thank God for being with us this morning. I'm your host, Caritha Ganling, also known as Sister G, and we are giving high praise to our God this morning. What a joy it is to praise the Most High God. What is joy? The Word of God says joy. The joy of the Lord is our strength. What joy? What is that joy the Bible talks about? God is our real source of joy. God is a joyful God. He's a happy God. In the book of Nehemiah, we see the joyful powerfully impacting lives. In Nehemiah, you know that great man of God, Nehemiah, he speaks to the Lord, and he says, in his word, you could say, let me read it to you, Nehemiah, right now, in the name of Jesus, I thank you for Nehemiah, your servant, O God, who is an example to us, Father God, in the name of Jesus, I thank you, O God, in the name of Jesus, for your word is a lamp unto us, a light to our path. A light to our feet, to our pathway, O God. I thank you this morning that your word, you honor your word above your name. In the name of Jesus, hallelujah, hallelujah. I thank you this morning for what you're doing on the inside of us. I thank the Father that he's an honorable God. And we could call upon his holy name. And we can say, Abba, Father, which art in heaven, hallowed be thy great and holy, powerful name. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Some people got knocked off, but they're back on this morning. I thank God. So we're going to read this morning in Nehemiah 8, verses 9 through 12. Nehemiah 8:9-12. So, and Nehemiah, which is the Tereshatha, and Ezra, the priest, the scribe, and the Levite that taught the people, said unto all the people, this day is holy unto the Lord your God. Mourn not, weep not, for all the people wept when they heard the words of the law. Then said unto them, go your way, eat and eat the fat and drink the sweat, the sweet, and send portions unto them for whom nothing is prepared. For this day is holy unto our Lord. Neither be ye sorry, for the joy of the Lord is your strength. Joy of the Lord is your strength. You could say, could you put your phone on mute, baby? Sathira, you put your phone on mute, baby, until I call him. You can say, this joy that I have, the world didn't give it to me. The world can't take it away from me. John 17:13 says, I am coming to you now, but I say these things while I am still in the world, so that you may have the full measure of my joy within them. What are some of the attributes of joy? Some of the attributes of joy are peace, that kind of peace that passes all human understanding. When you're going through things, but your spirit is undisturbed by them. Contentment is another attribute. Paul said, I have learned to be content in whatever situation I find myself in. Well, this morning, we have a great woman of God from Houston, Texas. She's going to play a song of praise unto our King this morning. Good morning, Karen.
I will do praise him, praise him.
Amen. And right after that, Jackie's coming on, Jackie Travis.
Will do.
All right. Praise him, praise him. Jesus, our blessed Redeemer. Oh, that was awesome. Thank you, Karen. Love that song. Thank God for you. Praise him.
Amen.
We got to give him praise. High praise, high praise.
Yes.
Well, this morning, Karen is from Houston, and we have another great woman of God. She's from Jacksonville, Florida. She's going to sing another praise song for us. Good morning, Jackie.
Good morning.
How you doing this morning?
Oh, I'm blessed. This morning, I'm blessed. I'm just glad to be alive.
Amen. Amen. Did you find that beach?
Oh, no. We didn't go to the beach because we had so much other things to do, but we'll find it next time we go.
All right, now.
Get my daughter
ready. What you got this morning?
We're going to sing, we're going to sing something. Something got a hold of me.
Amen.
Something.
All right.
Got a hold of me. Oh, yes, it did. I said something got a hold of me. Let me tell you about it. I went to a meeting one night, and my heart just wasn't right. something I got a hold of me. I was at a revival on a morning bench. Sin had me filled with misery, and something hit me on the top of my head and ran down to my feet. Where was something I got a hold of me? Oh, yes, it did. I said something I got a hold of me. Let me tell you about it. I went to a meeting one night, and my heart just wasn't right. Something I got a hold of me. I was at a revival on a morning bench. Sin had me filled with misery. And the same God that touched my mother one day, he laid his hands on me. Well, something I got a hold of me. Oh, yes, it did. Oh, yes, it did. I said something got a hold of me. Let me tell you about it. I went to a meeting one night, and my heart just wasn't right. Something I got a hold of me. Well, it was the Holy Ghost, Holy Ghost, the Holy Ghost. Holy Ghost, the Holy Ghost, 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 Holy Ghost, yeah. Went to a meeting one night, and my heart just wasn't right. Something got a hold of me. Well, it makes you walk right, Holy Ghost, and talk right, Holy Ghost, and pray right, Holy Ghost, and sing right, Holy Ghost, the Holy Ghost, Holy Ghost, the Holy Ghost, Holy Ghost, the Holy Ghost, Holy Ghost, yeah. I went to a meeting one night, and my heart just wasn't right. Something got a hold of me. Amen.
Amen, amen. Something got a hold of me. And
oh,
you know
yes.
What? The Holy Ghost. When the Holy Ghost get a hold of us, change comes.
Yes,
would you mute your phone for me, Jackie?
Sure.
Thank you. When the Holy Ghost get a hold of us, change comes. We are different. We're not the same anymore. So I thank God for that song. Those two songs from Karen Itell in Houston and Jackie Travis in Jacksonville, Florida. Well, we are blessed today to have a true man of God on Bible Storyland today who understands peace and contentment that comes from God. He will impart the word of God to us this morning. His name is Minister Thurman Tutson. Good morning, Minister Tutson.
Good morning, good morning.
How you doing?
I am fantastic. Thanking God for life, health, and strength.
Amen. Well, we're ready to listen to the word of God from you this morning.
Oh, we give God the glory and the praise. Everything at the sound of my voice, praise the Lord, because he's worthy to be praised. The earth is the Lord and the fullness thereof, and they that dwell in it. All things were made by him, and without him was not anything made that was made. In him is life. For he is the same yesterday, today, and forevermore. He changes not. Jesus Christ is Lord. Somebody shout glory.
Glory.
I'd like to take this opportunity to thank Sister G for allowing me the privilege to be the oracle of God on this Saturday morning. I thank God for this opportunity, and I tell God that from this day forth, may his word continue to go upon the hedges and highways, proclaiming liberty to the captive and setting those that are in bondage free. Today on Bible Storyland is Joyful Praise Day. And you know what? This just happens to be the weekend we celebrate Father's Day. Now, of the Ten Commandments of God, which was given given to the people of God through his servant Moses, says in the fifth one that we are to honor our earthly father. Yet still, the first commandment says we are to have no other God before him. We have to always keep God first. The scripture also teaches us that if you have accepted Jesus Christ, his son, as Savior, repented and made him Lord over your life, you become the children of God through Christ's sacrifice on the cross. So what better day and what better way to begin this Saturday morning, this weekend, than by honoring our Heavenly Father for all the things he do for each and every one of us, both young and old alike, each and every day. So before we begin, let us pray. Dear Lord, our God, we thank you for this opportunity once again to enter into thy holy and divine presence, lifting up the glorious name of Jesus, for we know that we truly have the victory in Christ Jesus. And Lord, I thank you for the opportunity to be the oracle of God once again. Now, Lord God, I ask you to allow me to decrease and let thy spirit man increase in me. In this old mouth of clay, that every word that flows from this moment forth will be from you and not from me, that you may receive all the honor, all the praise, and all the glory, that everyone that's at the sound of my voice may be edified, that you may be glorified. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Our text this morning will be coming from the Gospel of John, the one whom Jesus loved, the first chapter and the 12th verse. And the word of the Lord says, but as many as received him, to them gave he power to become the sons of God, even to them that believe on his name. The title of this message the Lord gave me was A Love Story. This is the greatest love story that has ever been told. It's about our Heavenly Father's love for you, and especially you. For the Bible says that for God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever, are you hearing me? He says that whosoever believeth in him should not perish, but have everlasting life. It's God's will that no soul perish. For God sent not his son Jesus into the world to condemn the world, but that through him, the world might be saved. God loves each and every one of us so much that he, talking about our great God Jehovah, sent his only begotten son Jesus to suffer and die on the cross and raised him from the dead to pay for our sins and prepare a place for us in heaven. That where he is, there we will be also. Somebody ought to shout glory. But truly, our God is a loving God. Our God is an awesome God. So, dear brothers and sisters, you have no obligation whatsoever to do what your sinful nature urges you to do. For if you keep on following it, you will perish. But if through the power of the Holy Spirit you turn from it and its evil deeds, you will live. And for all who are led by the Spirit of God are the children of God. So in my closing, let us look toward the hill from which cometh our help. All our help cometh from the Lord. So let us sing praises to our Lord and our God through our obedience to his word. And in my closing, in the 100th Psalm, it says, make a joyful noise unto the Lord, all ye land. Serve the Lord with gladness. Come before his presence with singing. Know ye that the Lord, he is God. It is he that has made us, and not we ourselves. We are his people and the sheep of his pasture. Enter into his gates with thanksgiving and into his courts with praise. Be thankful unto him and bless his name. For the Lord is good, his mercy is everlasting, and his truth endureth to all generations. Happy Father's Day, God and Lord, from us to you. God bless you all, and have a great weekend in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen, amen. I thank God for that word, a love story, the greatest love story that's ever been told, that Jesus came. He sent his only son, and he gave him for us as a ransom. You know, we couldn't be a ransom for ourselves because we're full of sin. But he sent Jesus to die for us, and he was willing to go to that cross. So I thank God for that mighty word this morning, and I thank God for this mighty man. I want to wish you happy Father's Day, Brother Tutson.
Thank you.
Amen. Thank you for that mighty word you brought forth this morning. We're continually praising God and giving him honor and glory and thanksgiving this morning. So we have another young woman with us. She's going to be singing a song in a few minutes. Sideria Preston. Good morning, Sideria.
Good morning. Hello, how are you?
I'm doing great. She has, is it two children or three?
I have two.
Two,
a little boy and a little girl.
And they can sing. Woo, they can sing. But I tell you what, this mother, this woman of God, Sideria Preston, can sing also. What are you going to sing for us this morning, Sideria?
I'll be singing I Told the Storm by Yolanda Adams.
All right. Thank you. We're ready.
Okay. Even though your winds blow, I want you to know you call me no longer, 'cause I'm safe in his arms. Even though your rain falls, I can still make this call. Let there be peace. Now I can say, go away. Oh, I command you to leave today. Because of faith, I have a brand new day. The sun will shine, and I will be okay. That's what I told the storm. I told the storm. Amen.
Amen. I told the storm. Hallelujah. She took authority over that thing. So we thank God for you. She's a young woman with two young children. And I tell you what, the mother sings, the children sing. I thank God she's bringing them up in the nurture and the admonition of the Lord as a young woman. Put your phone on mute for me, Sideria. I thank God for you being on this morning. That song was a blessing to us. So you keep on praising God, honoring him, and obeying him. Thank you so much, Sideria.
Thank you.
All right. Please forgive me for saying Sideria. I know another young woman named Sideria. So So, Cecilia Preston, I thank God for you. Well, this morning on Bible Story Land, I thank God for being with us this morning. And, you know, I want to make some declarations for us this morning. I decree and declare that as that we, as the people of God, will begin to praise God as never before. I decree and declare that we, the people of God, will give Father God high praise. I decree and declare that we would have a song of praise in our hearts daily, that we will sing unto him. I decree and declare that we will begin to worship God, giving him all the glory on a daily basis. I decree and declare that we will begin to show honor, thankfulness, and gratitude to our Father, our King of Kings, on a daily basis. And, you know, this morning, Minister Tutson reminded us of Father's Day coming up tomorrow. Oh, it's very close. So you know what? I thank God for my Father who birthed me, but I thank God for my Heavenly Father who birthed him. You know, Father God birthed all of our daddies, and he handpicked our daddies for us. So you know, I'm truly grateful that we didn't choose our fathers, and our fathers didn't choose us. The King of Kings, the Lord of Lords, he chose, and so I'm grateful. So today I give thanks to the Heavenly Father. I give thanks to the Lord, and I give him glory due to his name, and I worship the Lord in the beauty of his holiness. Oh, to each of you on Bible Story Land, oh, magnify the Lord with me, and let us exalt his name together. Oh, Father God, be thou exalted, O God, above the heavens. Let your glory be above all the earth, O God. Let them exalt him also. Bible Story Land, let us exalt him in the congregation of the people, and let us praise in the assembly of the elders. O Lord, thou art our God. On Bible Story Land, we exalt you. We praise your name, O God. So I want to tell you on Bible Story Land this morning, as fathers, be encouraged. Sometimes the road seems difficult and hard. It's not easy being a father, raising your children. But I thank God that he will give you the grace to do it, because, you know, he's the great father. And as we go to him, he is our example. He's the one we can go to and say, Father, my son is this way, my daughter is that way, or I need help with my children, oh God. I need finances, oh God. I need you to touch my children because they're not well. They have a fever. Or, Father God, I need you to help me to be the father you want me to be. I need you to help me discipline my children with love. Father God, I need you as a daddy raising children in today's time. And pray for your children, fathers. You know what? Children are getting slaughtered in the street, and they're getting killed daily. It used to be when I was a child growing up, every now and then you may hear about a child getting killed, but it's daily now. So, fathers, pray for your sons, pray for your daughters, that the enemy would not take them out. Cover them by the blood of Jesus. So, fathers, God has called you to a great call. He called you to be the priest over your family, so accept the call. Ask Father God to help you to learn, to train up your children in the way that they should go, so when they are old, they will not depart from that way. So you know what? I'm going to read to you into your hearing again, Psalms 23. You know, the Lord says, he is our shepherd. We shall not want. Yea, though we walk through the valley of the shadow of death, we will fear no evil, because the Lord is with us. I'm going to read it again. The Lord is our shepherd. We shall not want. He maketh us to lie down in green pastures. He leadeth us beside the still waters. He restoreth our soul. He leadeth us in the paths of righteousness for his name's sake. Yea, though we walk through the valley of the shadow of death, we will fear no evil, because He is with us. His rod and his staff comfort us. Thou preparest a table before us in the presence of our enemies. Thou anointest our head with oil. Our cup runneth over. Surely goodness and mercy shall follow us all the days of our life, and we will dwell in his house forever. Even though this passage of scripture is familiar to you, I don't want you to hear it in the same way you usually hear it. I want you to hear it as if it were hot off the press, right off the news, as if it were 2012 News of the Day, Channel 23. God speaks. As if it were News of the Day, Channel 23, God speaks. This is not a new channel. This channel has always been available to us, but few find it because they haven't been in the secret place long enough and enough times to turn into this channel, Channel 23, God Speaks. On Channel 23, God Speaks, God downloads in his seekers those who search for him with all their heart, soul, and strength, new information daily to deliver God's news of Jesus Christ to his people. Few find this channel. They do not even know it's available. This channel, Channel 23, God Speaks, is a very special channel. News flashes are constantly going forth on this channel. When you first tune in to Channel 23, God Speaks, you hear a little static. But it sounds that way to you because you can't hear God's voice yet in the way that he speaks. But as soon as you are on for a few seconds, God begins to attune your ears to hear what he is saying. So the more times you tune in, the static begins to lessen, and you immediately hear the voice of God. And then you hear worship going forth. This worship is heavenly worship. You have never heard such great worship before. You will feel the presence of God as never before. You will fall on your face. You will bow down and worship your Creator, Father God. As you begin to worship God on Channel 23, God Speaks. You won't even realize what's happening on the inside of you. After a while, you will forget that you are in a body and that you're still on the earth because you will be in the spirit as never before. It is only when you finally get off of Channel 23, God Speaks, that you realize that something has changed on the inside of you. You used to have a short fuse. You got angry quick. When you talk with your family, you used to be short, patient. But now you have compassion for them, and you listen to them in a new way. You begin to feel a deeper love for them because you see them not as an interruption or an annoyance, but you see what God put on the inside of them. You see them as humans that God created with a purpose on the inside of them. You will see them as someone who needs love, kindness, acceptance, and compassion. You will begin to realize they are human beings created by God, who God sees the best in them. As the song God allowed Marvin Sapp to write, he saw the best in me when everyone around me saw the worst in me. You will be shown things by God while on Channel 23 God Speaks that very few people will be shown. People will see you different because of the changes that have taken place in you. Like each time Moses went to the mountain and stood before God in front of the burning bush, he came back changed. Others around Moses was not able to stand under the powerful presence of the Almighty God. And so you will. the Almighty Moses was able to stand, and you will too. Your thinking will change. You will begin to think on things that are true. You will begin to think on things that are honest, things that are pure, just, lovely, and reports, good reports, virtuous things that are praiseworthy. You will automatically be a part of your life. These will thoughts will automatically be a part of your life. Everything you do will be in crisis strength. When you go to work, school, or wherever you go, you will see things differently because you have become a new creature. Old things are behind you. You even look different, more relaxed, because every care you had, you gave them to Father God. When you tuned in to Channel 23, God Speaks. Now, after being on Channel 23, God Speaks, you know without a doubt that the Lord is truly your shepherd. Before, you thought of God as your shepherd, as someone who was afar off from you, who pointed a finger at you to get you to get your life in order, to do this, to do a list of things to do before you could prepare for heaven. But after being on Channel 23, God Speaks, you realize that the Lord is your shepherd, and he is right next to you. He is inside of you. He is your constant companion. And when a car ran the red light and almost hit you, your shepherd was there directing the traffic. So the car missed you and ran the red light because of your shepherd's divine intervention. You became more aware that your wants and your needs, your desires were already handled before your shepherd placed you in your mother's womb. In the secret place on Channel 23, God Speaks, you hear such high praise. You stood in awe when you heard such melodious music. On Channel 23, God Speaks, you realize what praise you realize, God Speaks, you realize what praise to God truly is. So now your praise is different. You know now how to enter into his gates with thanksgiving, into his courts with praise. That experience took your praise to a higher level. You understand, rejoice in the Lord. And again, I say rejoice. You understand in the Lord. You rejoice and rejoice in the Lord. O ye righteous, for praise is comely for the upright. You know how to sing unto God a new song. As a matter of fact, he put a new song in your mouth, even praise unto him, while you were on Channel 23, God Speaks. You had green pastures before, a five-bedroom house, not a home, but a house, a top-of-the-line car, several cars to be exact, children all in private schools, bank accounts in triple digits. But when you tuned in to Channel 23, God Speaks, you begin to lie down in green, true green pastures. You begin to lie down in truth as God speaks. God speaks. You begin to lie down in true green pastures. You realize that God, your shepherd, is leading you beside still waters. He gave you divine supplies instead of earthly gain. You had to work and work and work to get. You had peace and contentment every day. Things you went through didn't bother you because you could see the bigger picture. Blessings flowed to you in great abundance. Before, you knew the scriptures from memory. Now you know the scriptures, and they're alive in you. You walk with your shepherd, and you felt his holy presence surrounding you like a powerful force field. Your soul was troubled about many things. You felt vexed, agitated most of the time. You condemned yourself for past sins, transgressions, trespasses. You used to say to yourself, I shouldn't have done that. I shouldn't have done this. If only I had done that. I knew better than to go that way. Why did I do this? That condemnation was all over you. But God, your shepherd, led you in the path of righteousness for his name's sake. Your divine leader knew everything about you, and he touched you in the secret place. On channel 23, God speaks, and everybody listens when God speaks. There is no need for anyone to speak, because Father God sees all, knows all, and as divine shepherd, he delivers, heals his people while they walk through the valley of the shadow of death. They, through his presence, fear no evil, because he's with them. His powerful rod comforts them. They are all protected, and they are not all he, and that's not all. He loves us so much. He prepares a table. He throws a big party, a celebration, a huge feast, while our enemies stare at us. The best of the best for his children, his sons, his daughters. That's not all. He thinks of everything in great detail with precision. That's how our Father God thinks. He doesn't miss anything. He anoints our heads with oil and our cups run over. He put a precious anointing oil, that precious oil, on our heads with the oil of joy. Our cup is so full, it continuously overflows with mercy, with his grace, with his compassion, his great, great love every day of our lives. And the best part of all, we get to dwell, to linger, to stay, and to stay, and to stay, and never leave God, our shepherd, his house. We'll never leave our shepherd's house. We will always remain there through eternity. And on that note, Sister Karen Itell is going to play another praise song for us.
All right, and you put me in a good place to do it, too, because it's going to be called Praise Him, Praise Him, Glory to God the Holy.
Amen.
All right, here we go. I know I didn't name it correctly, but close enough. Praise Him, Praise Him, the actual name of it.
Praise him, praise him. Jesus, our blessed Redeemer. What an awesome song as we continually give him praise on Bible Storyland. Today is joyful praise, so we give him praise. I have an announcement to make unto you this morning. If this ministry has been a blessing to you and has enriched your life spiritually in any way, if the Holy Spirit leads you to sow a seed a gift to Bible Storyland, we would be grateful. Please send your love offering to Caritha Gantling, Bible Storyland, P.O. Box 2732, Jacksonville, Florida, 32203. Caritha Gantling, Bible Storyland, P.O. Box 2732, 32203. And also I'm asking if anyone has a Hooked on Phonics program that you would donate it to us. You can send it to that same address, Caritha Gantling, P.O. Box 2732, Jacksonville, Florida. We're looking for a Hooked on Phonics program. Well, I'm asking if there's anyone on here this morning who is not saved, that you press 1. Salvation, salvation is extended to you. Salvation. Anybody not saved this morning? All right. Looks as if everybody on here is saved. So we're thanking God for each of you this morning. You know, God wants everybody to be saved. He doesn't want anybody lost. He says if you confess with your mouth that he is Lord, that Jesus is Lord, and believe in your heart that God has raised him from the dead, you will be saved. For with the heart one believes unto righteousness, and with the mouth confession is made. So I thank God. Well, all of you are saved, but if anybody has gone from the presence of God, slipped, backslidden, press 1. You know, we need to renew ourselves daily. You know, daily I have to repent and say, Lord, please forgive me for things I should have done, things I did against your will. I ask forgiveness of him every day because, you know, I don't know all his laws. I don't know all his statutes. I sin against God, so I'm human. I sin, sometimes rebellion, sometimes don't even know that I have. So I always ask his forgiveness daily. Press 1 if you'd like to be renewed. Renewed. All right, it is prayer time on Bible Storyland this morning. So press 1. If you would like prayer this morning for, you know, concerning matters of your life. So press 1 this morning if you're requesting prayer. Anybody need prayer this morning, press 1. If not, I'm just going to pray for people in general this morning. All right, it looks as if everybody's in good standing, but I will still pray. Okay, hold on. Miss Ludell from Appling, Georgia, press 1. Good morning, Miss Ludell. How are you this morning?
Good morning, darling, to all. How are you all? I'm trying to enjoy the program.
Amen. I thank God for you.
Oh, yes. I thank God for you and the work that you are doing.
Yes, Miss Ludell is the youngest woman on here, mighty woman of God. She's headed towards 91 years young. So I thank God for life, for her abundant life.
Yes.
How can we pray for you today, Miss Ludell?
Well, pray for me and my family. You know, we sort of going through a little something. So I just ask God to, you know, give us strength that we be able to go through, because I know he's going through it with us. But just give me and my family a little strength to go through it.
Okay. All right. All right. Amen. All right, Jackie, press 1. You need prayer?
Yes, I need prayer for my children, for my husband's healing on his feet, for Michael Green. He's in the hospital. He had a stroke. And for my patience, and just give me strength to be able to go through it. And just
okay.
Take care of my child while she's in college, and while she's alone, you know.
Yeah.
Okay, that's good.
All right, thank you, Jackie. Anybody else need prayer? Press 1. Press 1 and state your prayer needs. Hallelujah. All right, press 1 on your phone. I'm still waiting. Anybody else need prayer? Just press 1 on your phone. Okay, I'm asking that you take your nose off the phone. Your nose, somebody's nose is very, very close to the phone. So if you'll take your nose away from the phone, I appreciate it. Thank you so much. Don't feel offended. Just a request. All right. Well, I'm going to pray this morning for each of you, especially for the request. Well, Father God, we just come before your holy presence, giving you thanksgiving and glory and honor this morning, O God. We thank you that you are a holy, righteous King, and that there's no God like you. And we thank you that we can tune into Channel 23, You Speak, O God, and be in your holy presence when we say, Abba, God, Abba, Father, which art in heaven, hallowed be thy great and glorious name. And, Father, we thank you that we could call upon your name and that you hear us when we call. Father, we ask you to answer us speedily, O God, in the name of Jesus. And, Father, we just thank you for your presence being with us morning, noon, and night. We thank you that you are Jehovah Jireh, a mighty provider, that you provide healing for our bodies, that you provide nourishment and strength for us, that you give us strength from on high to get up daily, O God. Thank you, Father God, that you watch over us morning, noon, and night in the name of Jesus. And, Father, I come lifting up your daughter, Mrs. Ludell, O God, in the name of Jesus. I thank you for that mighty, great woman of God. I thank you for all that you're doing for her family, O God, in the name of Jesus. And, Father, I thank you that you didn't put us down here and abandon us, that you hear our requests and that you answer. You said even before we call, you have already answered. So yes. I thank you today, Father God, that you hear and you have already answered Ms. Ludell's prayer. I thank you that you're walking with her, talking with her on a daily basis. You are a lamp and a light to her pathway, O God. And, Father, we come this morning casting her every care upon you because you care for Ms. Ludell. You have cared for her over 91 years, O God. And we appreciate your care, your love, in the name of Jesus. Your yoke is easy. Your burdens are light. And I thank you that you care for us. You're concerned for everything that concerns us. Oh, God, in the name of Jesus, you are truly our Lord. You are truly our shepherd. We're keeping our eyes fixed on you, not on our situations, but we are calling upon the Most High. We are dwelling in your secret place, abiding under your shadow, Almighty. We will say of you, Lord, you are Miss Ludell's refuge. You are her strength. You are Jackie's refuge. You are her strength. And I thank you, O God, in the name of Jesus, that they were able to put their second child in college, O God, in the name of Jesus. And I thank you, Father God, for covering over Gloria. In the name of Jesus, I thank you, Father God, for hiding her under the shadow of your almighty wings. We will say of you, Lord, you are glorious strength and a refuge, O God. My God, and you are glorious trust, O God. I thank you, Father God, for the funds coming forth for Gloria throughout her college education, O God, that every need will be met. I lift up Jackie's husband before you, Father God, that man of God that you put in her life to be her lifelong mate, O God. I thank you for healing his body. I thank you for strengthening his body, O God. I thank you for keeping him healthy and well. I thank you for a superabundant supply for him and his family, O God, his wife, Jackie. I thank you for them coming closer with you, closer with each other, O God. In the name of Jesus, I thank you that they will focus on you in the mighty name of Jesus. And, Father, I lift up her patient, Michael Green, O God, who was put in the hospital recently, O God, and every one of her patients that she cared for, O God, on a daily basis, as she go from house to house and building to building, O God, I thank you for safety and peace of mind. I thank you for contentment. I thank you for putting a song of praise in Jackie's mouth, O God, that she will continually praise you, honor you, and blessings will flow in the name of Jesus. I thank you for everyone on Bible Storyland this morning, O God. I thank you for us drawing closer to you, coming in that secret place. I thank you that you are a refuge and our fortress in you, O God, do we trust in the mighty name of Jesus. We trust you, O God, in the name of Jesus. Thank you that you are the strength of our lives. We thank you, O God, that we are not afraid when the wicked, even our enemies and our foes, come upon us. We are not afraid. They stumbled and fell. They are not able to eat up our flesh, O God. Though a host encamp against us, our heart will not fear. O Father God, though war come up against us, we will be confident in this one thing, O God. In the name of Jesus, we will seek after you, O God, to dwell in your house all the days of our lives in Jesus' name. So, Father, we thank you. We praise you. We honor you today. And we give you glory, 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 glory. And, Father, meet the needs of every person on Bible Storyland, O God. Hear even their inner cries, O God. In the name of Jesus, I thank you, O God, that this economy is not your economy, O God. You have more than a cattle on 10,000 hills. And I thank you that every need in every household is met on Bible Storyland, O God, in the name of Jesus. We thank you, Father God, for the fathers today. We're honoring fathers again, O God. We thank you that the fathers, O God, are obedient to you, O God. In the name of Jesus, that fathers will begin to hear your voice as never before. Fathers will be obedient to you in Jesus' name. We thank you that fathers, Father God, in the name of Jesus, are getting strength from you, that they realize they can't raise their children. They can't be the husbands or the fathers you called to be, call them to be in their own strength, but they will seek you for strength from on high. And so, Father, I thank you, O God, that fathers will not, in the name of Jesus, provoke their children to wrath, O God, but they will bring them up with kindness and love and compassion, O God. In the name of Jesus, we thank you for fathers, O God, working in the name of Jesus, pressing their way in your presence, O God. So bless the fathers this day, O God. Help them to realize that it's Father's Day every day and that they are blessed every day when they open their eyes, O God. I thank you that fathers will begin to say, Abba, Father, which art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Father, my son needs you. Father, my daughter needs you. Father, my wife and I need you. Help us, O God, in the name of Jesus, to bring up the children in the way that they should go so when they are old, they will not depart from it. So, Father, strengthen the fathers as never before. Stay the hand of the enemy away from fathers, O God. Help fathers to realize their responsibility and take hold to their responsibility as fathers. Help them to realize, Father God, that you are their father in the name of Jesus and that you will meet their needs in the secret place, O God, when they come and they give you all the praise and all the glory. In Jesus' name, amen. Well,
amen.
This morning, if you would like to acknowledge your father, press 1. Father God, as well as your earthly father. He may be going to heaven with Father God, but you can still press 1 and acknowledge your father, your daddy.
Put the milk in.
Anybody want to acknowledge your father? Well, I want to acknowledge my daddy this morning. He's gone to glory, but you know he was a good father. He taught me how to pray. He first taught me, now I lay me down to sleep. And then as I got older, he taught me the Our Father prayer. We used to get on our knees and pray at night. So I thank God for my daddy. And you know, he was a good father. He worked 2 or 3 jobs to help take care of his family. He was the one who went to the grocery store in the family. He would shop economically and make sure we were provided for. In the middle of the night, sometime when I wake up and I didn't feel well, he get up and rock me in the rocking chair. Jackie, put your phone on mute for me, baby.
Hey.
I thank God for my daddy who's going on to glory. I remember seeing my father get baptized. He went to a meeting, a spiritual meeting, and when the pastor brought forth the word and asked anybody who wanted to be saved, my daddy went up there. He was in his 60s, so I got to see my dad give his life to the Lord, and he lived faithfully to the Lord. So I thank God for him. Anybody else want to acknowledge your dad, your father's? Press 1.
I shot on so much, it rained and stuff, it blew off.
Anybody else? Press 1. You want to acknowledge your daddy.
I will acknowledge my father. My father and I have gotten closer since he started taking me back and forth to Rosemont.
Amen, amen. Somebody got their phone. Someone's shouting in the background. Would you put your phone on mute for me, please? Let's see who I'm trying to get him on mute here. All right. Okay. Anybody else want to acknowledge your dad this morning? Press 1. All right. Hold on. Hold on. Jackie wants to acknowledge her dad. All right, Jackie?
Yes. Can you hear me?
Yes. Uh-huh.
I just like to acknowledge my dad. He was a good father. We, when I was 2, him and my mom had divorced, I think is what it was, at 2. But he was always there in my life. I always remember my father. He was a nice, gentle man, and my children loved him as they grew to know him. As we got older, they got older, they wanted to go see their granddaddy. Their granddaddy. They loved my daddy, William Jackson, was my father. I love my father. He was a good daddy. I just want to acknowledge him today. He's gone on to glory. Like I said, he's gone on. But he was a great dad to me. I love him. I just like to acknowledge him on today, on Father's Day.
Amen, amen. Thank you for that. Anybody else, press 1 if you want to acknowledge your dad. Anybody else? Okay, hold on here. All right, somebody else press 1. 704, you want to acknowledge your dad?
Yes. Hello, Dad.
Okay.
First and foremost, I'd like to acknowledge Christ, who is the head of my life, and for my earthly father, who he has called home to glory. But more important than all that, I'd like to thank my Lord and my God for teaching me how to be a father, the way that he has led and guided me through his word, how to treat my family, how to be more like him in the treatment of my family. And for that, I truly give God the glory, the honor, and the praise. Thank you.
Amen. Thank you, Minister Tubson. Okay. Thank you so much. Ms. Liddell, you wanted to?
Yes, I would like to acknowledge my father passed, oh, so long ago, but we raised on a farm, and I just cannot forget, as I said before, that how he worked hard to provide for his family in his own way. And he taught me. We went to walk about 10 miles to church every first Saturday, and just he and I. And I just like to thank God for him and what he taught me. Is I travel that road right now, still going to church, and I'm always reminded of when we walk. Of course, I'm riding now, but I recall when we walk to Fresh Mount Carmel every first Saturday. In the rain, in the cold, whatever it was, and we enjoy being with each other.
Amen. I thank God for that. Anybody else want to acknowledge their dad? Are they Heavenly Fathers? All right. It is testimony time. Got time for a brief testimony. Anybody want to give a testimony this morning? Testimony time. All right, let's see. Anybody press 1 here?
Liddell.
Okay, go ahead, Ms. Liddell.
I just like to, you know, thank God for blessing me for these 90 years and, how he brought me, and how he kept me, and how he helped me in the hall of his hand.
Amen.
When I went through things, sometimes I felt I was all by myself, but he said that I'd never leave you or forsake you. So that just way it'd been in my life, and I still never forget him. God because he still carried me right now.
Amen, amen. Well, I want to acknowledge my surrogate father. His name is Frank Hart. He lives in Ohio, and he's on with us today. You know, he's been a blessing in my life. I was a young child when I met him.
What dad? And you have to wait a while.
Miss Liddell? Okay. I just thank God that, you know, he took care of me for 5 long years, and he's still blessing me. You know, he was a great provider. And, you know, when I needed something, I could go to him as my surrogate father, and he would provide those things for me. So I thank God, you know, that he was there for me those 5 years. And even now, he's still blessing me. You know, he sent me a love offering recently for Bible Story Land, and I just appreciate him. You know, he'll call me up and check on me, see how I'm doing. He's still my dad. So I thank God for him, and I acknowledge him as a great daddy. He's the father to my nephew and to my niece, and he has been a great daddy to us. And, you know, over the years, he worked hard, very hard for us. He worked 2 jobs to make sure we were well provided for. So I thank God for him, for his good example that he was, even as a young man, bringing up. And, you know, I was, you know, he's just, 10 years older than me, but he was still my dad that I could go to, you know, and even talk to him. We sit sometime, me and his 2 children, we sit with him at the table, and he talk to us sometime and make us laugh. And, you know, he's just a good example of a father. So I thank God for you, Frank Hart, today, because your kindness and your love is certainly appreciated. So God bless you. May you have an awesome, awesome Father's Day as never before. So God bless you. All right. Anybody else? It's closing time on Bible Storyland, and I say to each of you, I love you, God bless you, and may God make his face to shine upon you. Remember to study God's word daily. Obey God. Have a God-filled day, a God-filled week, a God-filled month, a God-filled year. I look forward to hearing from you on Boys to Men, Girls to Ladies at 5 p.m. on Thursdays, and Bible Story Land at 9 a.m. Next Saturday. The same number, 1-619-789-4313. I love all of you, and I'll see you soon. God bless you.